Good morning, everyone. Or is it still morning? Selamat siang. You would say that in Indonesia. Well, I'm very happy to be sharing the word with you. Can you just all arise with me? We're going to read the word of the Lord first, and then I will pray. Okay? In Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24, it says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Proverbs 4:23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And lastly, Luke 6:45, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." So Father, we ask that you would give us your discernment to be able to assess our heart state, to be able to assess where we are at in our soul state. Are we believing the right things? Are we getting filled with the right things? Holy Spirit, give us God's sight, eyesight, your eyesight, to be able to see the way you see ourselves, our situations, and others, Lord. Father, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross of Jesus and let each word, God, be drenched in your spirit, in your anointing. And may these words go deep inside of every soul, every spirit of your sons and daughters today. Heal us, fill us with your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. The title of my sermon today is "What's Leaking Out of You?" Ask your neighbor, "What's leaking?" You know, did anybody watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. In the last scene, okay, or final scene, not last, the Grinch witnesses like Spirit of Christmas, right? And he grabs his chest and he dramatically declares, "I'm feeling." Then he goes crazy, right? And then teardrops. And then he says, "And I'm leaking." It's a funny moment, but it speaks to something we all experience. The truth is, whatever is going inside of us eventually leaks out. Our emotions, our thoughts, and our internal beliefs don't stay contained inside. They spill into our relationship, our workplaces, our homes, and even our spiritual walk with God. The real question is not whether you are leaking or not, but what are you leaking? And more importantly, what are you getting filled with? What are you full of inside of your heart? Emotions, say emotions.
Emotions.
They're real. Look at your neighbor and say, "It's real." But they're not meant to lead us. Emotions are real, but they're not reliable leaders, right? Dr. Kirby always says they're terrible leaders. The truth is this: what you believe will eventually become what you feel. Everybody say feel.
Feel.
And what you feel will leak out of you and impact everyone around you. So it's time to check what's filling your heart and what you've been leaking. Jeremiah 17:9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Sometimes you feel something and it feels right, and then later on you're like, "I was wrong." I was so sure Benjamin was not in his right mind. And the way I responded to his craziness was right. And then later on, I realized I was wrong. Who can understand it? Proverbs 14:12, it says, there is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death. Emotions are real. Everybody say real. But they're not infallible. They are like smoke from a fire. Okay? They tell us something is going on, but they shouldn't determine our direction. Feelings are indicators. Everybody say indicators. Your feelings are important. They're just not called to lead your life. But I am standing here to say your emotions, your feelings matter, and they are important. And you need to pay attention to what you have been feeling, because they're indicating something. They're indicating your heart state. They're indicating what has been filling your soul. Even the Grinch didn't know how to handle what he was feeling. But the first step in any change is acknowledging what's happening in your heart. Everybody say acknowledging. What you believe, everybody say what you believe, will eventually you will feel. Okay? What you believe, you will eventually feel. Everybody say feel. Proverbs 23:7 says, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So stop thinking you're a failure. So stop thinking you're rejected. We have to stop thinking the wrong thoughts. Belief, everybody say belief, is the soil in which emotions grow. When you believe lies, you will feel fear, rejection, and hopelessness. But when you believe the truth, you will feel peace, joy, and purpose. Two people can go through an exact same situation, but walk away feeling totally different. Okay? One sees the glass half full and believes that God is working, and that person will walk away from that situation with joy and will lead joy everywhere they go. Another sees the cup half empty and believes that nothing ever works out for them, and he will walk away with depression, and that person will lead hopelessness wherever he goes. Same situation, different belief, different interpretation, different emotion, and they leak something different out of the same exact experience. What you feel, say what I feel.
What I feel.
I will leak.
I will leak.
What I feel,
what I feel.
I will leak. Whatever you're feeling, you will leak, okay? Luke 6:45, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Everybody say, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. We leak through our words, our tone, our countenance, our posture, our presence. Even if you don't say a word, people around you can sense something coming out of you. You cannot hide what you are full of that long. Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah comes before the king with a sad countenance. Okay? And that was dangerous in that season. Okay. In those days, to appear before king with sadness, you can get killed. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2, the king says, why does your face look so sad when you're not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. See, Nehemiah just heard about the news from Jerusalem that the walls are broken down, the temple hasn't been built, and he is just grieving for his country. And he was leaking that grief. Even though it could have killed him, he couldn't help. What was filling his heart was he was leaking even before the king. I want to give you an illustration. Let's see. Hopefully I don't make a mess. Lord, have mercy upon me. This is your soul. Sharon, come help me. Come this side. This is your heart, your soul. And every day, according to your belief, whatever you believe, according to your interpretation of situations, according to your thinking, you get filled. Okay? You get filled. Okay. If you get filled. Okay. Okay, that's good. What you see, do you see that leaking? Wherever you go, whatever fills you, is it pure water? You will leak pure water. Okay? Now, let me get this. Look at this now. If you believe wrong things that causes you to feel wrong feelings, your soul gets filled with darkness, depression, sadness, lies. Go ahead. Just fill it up. Do you see that leaking over there? Whatever fills your bag. So it's not about, I need a new bag. You understand? God did not create you that way. You did not born with anger issues. You weren't born to be depressed for the rest of your life. You're not too sensitive to be victorious in Christ Jesus. It's because you're filling your soul with the wrong thing. You know what you need to do with when you're filled with the wrong things? Go ahead. You gotta feel. And sometimes I did my tofu. I'm still full with black stuff. I'm still depressed. You know, it gets too full. And you know what happens is the more you get filled with the right stuff, it will come out and you get filled. Can you move this? Yeah. You get filled with the right things. Amen? Amen? So I want you to like spend this time looking inside of your soul. What am I filled with? What am I believing? Amen? There's a time to feel and a time to shift. Everybody say shift. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 4, it says, there is a time to weep and a time to laugh and a time to mourn and a time to dance. Okay? Later in Nehemiah, when the people, okay, hear the law in chapter 8, it's the people that come after they built the wall. They're so excited and they come to the leaders. Read us the law. We want to hear the word of God. And so Ezra opens up the book of law and he reads it. And as they're listening to the word of God, they realize how sinful they were, how wrong, how they were believing the lies and they were interpreting the wrong ways and how they realized they were sinners. And you know what they started to do? They started to weep. And Nehemiah comes up, and this is what he says, chapter 8, verse 10. Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have not prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say joy. Say joy, strength. You see, Nehemiah did not deny their emotions, but he helped them understand the moment. It wasn't a time to sorrow. It was time to rejoice. See, in life, we often have to do hard things. One of the skills a child has to learn before a child becomes an adult is a skill to do hard things. Doing the hard things when you don't feel like it. It's hard to do hard things, especially when our emotions are heavy or negative. But it's in these moments we need a special kind of strength. Everybody say joy strength.
Joy strength.
The joy of the Lord strengthens us to do the hard things that we are called to do. You still gotta get up, get ready, and go to work. I'm sorry. You gotta go to work. You still gotta get up and cook some food and feed your children. I'm sorry. If you don't feed your children, you could end up in jail. You gotta do hard things even when you feel negative, depressed, and sad. Negative emotions aren't evil. They show us where we are internally. They act like check engine lights. But once we recognize them, we need to respond by building and increasing our joy. That is why Nehemiah told the people to go and celebrate, drink sweet drinks, and share food with others. You see, there's a reason why I like boba. There's a reason why I love eating. Some people eat because they have to live, but I live to eat, right? I was right. He was giving them a path to rebuild joy. Joy is not just an emotion, it's a spiritual strength. Okay? Nehemiah encouraged them to increase joy in themselves and in one another by engaging in communal celebration. Okay? We must learn to assess our joy level, say joy level, when we notice we are leaking negatively. If you're leaking frustration, anger, hopelessness, it's time to replenish your joy in the presence of the Lord. You have to learn to assess your joy levels when you are noticing being frustrated more often. You find yourself snapping at your husband for no reason, or maybe small reasons. Maybe you notice feeling more frustrated with your cute, beautiful children. Sometimes maybe you just want to get away from everyone. I don't know. Maybe sometimes you feel so angry and you want to fight somebody, but there's no one around to fight. I don't know. When you notice you like leaking something negative, you have to stop and assess. Shoot, S-H-O-O-T. Because sometimes when I say shoot, some people think I'm saying S-H-I-T because I'm an immigrant. But I don't say the second word. I always say the first word. So all of you past 21 years, you thought you heard your pastor say S-H-I-T. I actually said S-H-O-O-T. Shoot. Okay? Sometimes your emotions are valid, but not appropriate for the season.
Right.
Feel them, but don't follow them.
Right.
Learn to shift your state based on what God is saying, not your feelings or circumstances.
Right.
Ask your neighbor, what's filling you? Look at the other neighbor and say, because that's what you're leaking. Ephesians 5:18, it says, do not get drunk on wine. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as children of God, we are supposed to leak these fruit of the Spirit. Sometimes when your spouse or your friend or your roommate or your child is leaking something negative, instead of reacting to them, just kind of remind them. That's what I did yesterday to Benjamin. You can't leak what you're not filled with. If you are full of the world, you will leak frustration,
right,
comparison, bitterness. But if you're full of the Holy Spirit, you will leak patience, kindness, peace. We must pursue being filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus told his disciples before ascending to wait and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He knew. Look at your neighbor and said, he knew. He knew that you could not carry out your mission without the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. As sons and daughters of God, we've been seeking power and might. We've been striving too hard in our own strength. And God says, arise to your resting place in this season. You don't need to strive anymore. You don't need to pursue power anymore. You don't have to be right in your relationship anymore. Pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we're praying, but a lot of times when we're praying, our feelings haven't yet aligned to that truth. And that's why Jesus says in Mark 11:24, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, say believe, that you have received it and it will be yours. This requires praying until, if I say until, your emotions catch up with your belief. It's not enough to just pray once or twice, and I pray, but it didn't work. You pray until your emotions catch up, and even before the answer comes down, you feel it, and you're leaking it, and you know that it is done. I received it. It's mine. I possess it. And because of that, you leak joy. And people are wondering, wait, you're not married yet. Wait, you don't have a baby yet. Wait, you're not a millionaire yet. Yet. Why are you acting like God already answered your prayer? You know what you can say? Because he did. Because he did, because I believe. And I believe until my emotions caught up. I feel it. Let your prayers shift your internal atmosphere. You must allow the Spirit to work in you as you pray until your heart feels the reality of what you pray for. I've been watching this Korean drama, Something About Heaven. And theologically, it's not always correct, but you don't know how many times I cry. In one of them, this main lady, you know, like, she's like, oh, there's a pastor in the heaven too. And she goes to the pastor and, you know, they have their own houses and mansions. And this pastor was like lost. And he lived in an orphanage and he waited for mommy and daddy in the church. So when he went to heaven, it was like, it was a church, right? And so this lady goes, it's like, I don't know how to pray. And he's like, well, you gotta pray. When you pray, you gotta pray believing that God already answered it. And she's like, what do you mean? And then so there were like dogs were in heaven too. And then they go like back and forth looking like a, I know it's not theologically correct, guys. And like dogs are like, they look like human and they could talk and sometimes they could change into dog form. And this is so not biblically right. But when I was watching that, I bawled because I missed my happy, my dog that died a few years ago. I was like, happy, are you in heaven? And so these dogs are listening. And you know, there's a whole scene where she's able to really, like, she through like try and fail at the end, she was praying for somebody on earth. And she's like smiling. And she said, I believe. I know she's going to be happy down there because I could feel it. And when dogs witnessed this, two dogs, they came. Did you hear that? If you believe, if you pray believing, it will be done. So let's sit here and believe that our meal will come and just come down upon us. Come on, pray. And they're like, I believe Jesus, I believe. And then like different scenes. And I'm at the end of this, they're like, oh, did you believe? It's like, oh, did you doubt? And the other dog's like, I couldn't help it. And in this scene, I thought, wow, it actually was a breakthrough for me because I pray, I pray, I pray. I think I believe, I do believe, but when it's not answered, I'm like, I believe. Do I? I do. But then in this scene, I was like, I gotta pray until I feel it. Until emotions, my feelings catch up with what I believe. The problem is we give up before our emotions catch up. You were believing the right thing. You were praying for the right thing, but you stopped little too soon. We might be filling ourselves with the wrong things from the media, opinions of others, business, worry, anxiety, and then wonder why we're leaking negatively. But as we pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we will begin to leak Him wherever we go. The Holy Spirit brings truth, power, and His fruit. He fills us so that we can overflow. Everyone say overflow. With grace, love, and strength. So ask yourself honestly right now. What have I been pursuing lately? What am I filling myself with? Look at your neighbor and say, respond, don't react. James 1:19, it says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. When you pause, say pause. You know, pausing is a skill. And it's time to learn this skill. Pause, assess, and realign. You move from being reactionary to being spirit-led. When you ask yourself, what am I believing? What am I feeling? And what am I leaking? Psalm 139, it's my conclusion, verses 23 through 24, it says, search me, God. Say, search me.
Search.
And know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any of offensive way in me and lead me in the everlasting. You see, when you are filled with offensive ways, you're going to leak that wherever you go. People in the Safeway line, at your workplace, your children, your friends, your parents, they're like, they were happy, they were fine, and then all of a sudden you walk by and they are, what just happened? God is not surprised by our emotions. He gave them to us. He wants to help you steward them so that you can build others through your emotions. Like the Grinch, you may be surprised by what you're feeling. Like Nehemiah, you may be carrying a burden that's leaking out. Like the people in Jerusalem, you may need to shift from weeping to joy. Will you allow God to examine your heart today? What have you been leaking lately? Is it fear, frustration, bitterness? Or is it peace, faith, and joy? The truth is, we cannot change what we leak until we change what we are filled with. Did you get that?
Yes.
You cannot change what you leak until you change what you are filled with. And we can't be filled with the right thing unless you come to the right source, Jesus, who offers us living water that never runs dry. Let him fill you today with what is good. Because whatever fills you will leak from you. Homework today, okay? Homework this week. Pay attention to what leaks out of you this week. Watch your words, your tone, your reactions. When you see something leaking out that doesn't look like Jesus, don't just ignore it, hoping that your spouse ignores it too. Don't just ignore negative leaking. But pause, bring it to God. Acknowledge God in that. God, I'm aware that I'm so frustrated right now. I acknowledge you in my frustration. I surrender to you, God. Oh God, fill me with the right thing so that I don't leak the wrong thing. I don't want to fill my children with frustration. I don't want to fill my husband with bitterness. I want to influence everybody around me by leaking the right thing. So help me, God. As we close today, I want to ask you that question one more time. What are you full of right now? Your soul. Here, bring out your soul, your heart before God. What is it full of right now? If you recognize today that what's been leaking out of you isn't what God desires, maybe it's been anger, fear, bitterness, hopelessness, anxiety, I don't know, then today is your moment for a heart reset. Jesus doesn't just want to clean you up. He wants to fill you up with His Spirit, His joy, His truth, and His peace. Jesus loves you so much. Maybe you've been trying to lead your life by your emotions. Or maybe you've been overwhelmed by feelings you don't know how to manage. But today, Jesus invites you to come. Not with perfection, but with surrender. Just as Nehemiah challenged the people to shift from mourning to joy, God is calling you to shift today to receive His joy, His strength, His presence. If you need to be filled with the Spirit of God, you know, allow His Spirit to fill it so that all the dark things come out and you get filled with the Spirit. If you need the fullness of the Spirit, we just rise in your place. And maybe you realize you've been leaking pain and you want to begin leaking healing. You want to begin to leak that empowers people, that builds other people's joy. If you realize you've been leaking something wrong and you want to leak something right, will you also stand up? And maybe some of you, if you realize today that you've been reacting instead of responding and want a heart change. Heart change doesn't mean He changes the ziplock of your heart. It means He fills you up with His Spirit. I don't want to live reacting to the situations in life anymore. I want to learn to pause. I want to learn to build the joy, the right thing inside of me. If that's you, stand up. Today, right now, let this be the moment where you let God fill the Ziploc bag of your soul. No more black liquid, no more rage, hopelessness, depression, failure, rejection, but let the Spirit of God fill the Ziploc bag of your soul, overflowing with His love, with His presence, with His peace, so that you may leak Him wherever you go. Take a moment right now. Take a moment right now to acknowledge God and ask Him to fill your soul right now. Fill me with You, Holy Spirit. Teach me how to build joy, Holy Spirit. Teach me how to pause, Holy Spirit. Help me to leap the right things by feeling the right things. And help me to feel the right things by believing the right things. That's why TOFA is so important in this season. When you read the Word of God, you're filling your Ziploc bag of your soul with the Word of God. When you do, number one, prayer of gratitude, you're filling your bag with spirit of thankfulness. When you continue with listening to the voice of your Father, you're filling your bag with His truth. So God, help us to be faithful in seeking You, seeking Your Spirit, seeking Your Word, so that we get filled with You and leak You and only You. That in my workplace, I leak You. In my home, I leak You. God, wherever I go, even in Safeway or Target, I leak You. I want to leak You, Holy Spirit. God, I thank You for this opportunity, for blessing us this day to check our soul state, our heart state, to assess what we have been filled with, what we've been leaking. Because whatever we believe, we feel, and whatever we feel, we leak. Thank You for this time of assessment. Thank You, God, that even now You are filling us with Your presence, with Your Spirit, with Your truth. Open your hands. Come on. He's not done. He's filling you with His truth. He's filling you with His presence. You know what's crazy? As children of God, even if you haven't seen the breakthrough you've been believing for 10, 20, 30 years, when you have faith, it could be the next moment that God releases His breakthrough. So when you believe right and feel what is right, oh my goodness, we're pregnant with possibility of Your breakthrough in a moment. So Father, we want to live till we die believing, God, Your truth, feeling what is right. So fill us, Holy Spirit. Fill our souls with Your truth, with Your presence. We thank You for that. We love You for that. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 I really encourage you to do your homework. Think back, okay? Think back and pause when you see something negative leaking out. Don't ignore it, okay? Acknowledge it before God. I really believe our breakthrough, your breakthrough, is just around the corner. And in order for that to fully manifest, you gotta get this right. You gotta get this right. Because you're influencing negatively, how can you fill you with finances or breakthrough? Because then you're going to continue leaking the wrong thing. So you want to spend intentionally filling yourself, feeling the right things, so that when God releases the breakthrough in your life, you leak the right thing and you release the kingdom influence. Amen? God bless you. If you need any prayer, come. We have elders that can pray with you, for you. Amen?